Welcome back to the Anger Reset. In this session, we talk about anger and justice when zeal meets grace. One of the most common triggers for anger is injustice, when something isn't fair, when people are mistreated, when evil seems to go unchecked, our hearts cry out. That impulse is not always wrong. It reflects the image of God who hates sin and oppression, but here's the danger. Our anger at sin and wrongdoing can either align with the Holy Spirit or be hijacked by the flesh. Today we'll explore how the gospel transforms our anger into Spirit-led pursuits of justice. Here are the objectives for our session. We'll consider what God's Word reveals about God's attitude toward justice. We'll look at some biblical examples and consider the physical, psychological, and spiritual, cultural roots of what we perceive as justice. We'll examine a gospel vision of justice and apply the 5-step anger reset to this session. Let's begin by considering a scripture that describes God's attitude towards justice. In Isaiah 61, verse 8, we read, "I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing." God's anger is always righteous. It's rooted in His holiness and His love. His wrath is never impulsive, but it's aimed at restoring shalom. Our takeaway is that human anger often seeks revenge, but God's anger seeks redemption. Let's consider some Bible case studies that display these concepts for us. Jesus cleansing the temple in John 2, verses 13 to 17. Worshippers were being exploited by the money changers in the temple. Jesus' response to the situation wasn't grounded in personal animosity towards the money changers. His zeal was driven by his love for the Father's house, the temple. He said they've turned a house of prayer into a den of robbers, thieves. He drove them out. He turned over their tables. His anger was rightly directed at injustice, but he didn't attack people individually. In Nehemiah 5, verses 6 through 12, Nehemiah had anger at wealthy Jews who were oppressing the poor. He first paused to reflect on the situation, then he confronted the nobles with reform proposals. And they accepted those proposals. And the lesson here is that constructive anger pauses, then acts redemptively to accomplish justice. And Moses, in Exodus 2, he was angry at an Egyptian beating a Hebrew slave. He killed the Egyptian in rage. Justice twisted into violence. The lesson here that righteous concern can be corrupted by our fleshly reaction. Well, let's look at cultural and personal roots of justice. Physiologically, injustice produces adrenaline surges, fueling either courage or violence. Psychologically, our personal experiences shape what we define as fair. And culturally, some cultures prize standing up for rights. Others prize harmony. Both of these approaches have strengths and blind spots. Spiritually, James 1:20 reads, "Human anger does not produce the righteousness of God," something to be aware of. And the takeaway, justice pursued without grace can become self-righteous anger that cannot accomplish the righteousness of God. And let's look at a gospel vision of justice. How is God's justice satisfied? Well, the cross is where God's anger and love meet. Romans 3, 25 and 26 says that God is just and the justifier through Jesus. Our call in Micah 6:8 is to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. Justice in the Spirit is humble merciful, and Christ-centered. It resists both extremes, the rage that destroys and the apathy that ignores. Well, let's apply the anger reset for justice-driven anger. Recognize the cues. Notice when your anger over injustice is boiling. Then engage the Spirit. Take those thoughts captive and pray, Lord, is this your zeal or my pride? Then settle the body. Avoid impulsive, destructive action. Energize the soul. Renew your mind. Rehearse the gospel truths that God is the ultimate judge, that vengeance belongs to Him. And then treat with grace. Act redemptively. Advocate. Speak the truth in love. Pursue peace. Pursue reconciliation. Pursue those kingdom culture values. Reset keeps zeal for justice from becoming fuel for division. Anger at injustice can reflect the heart of God, but only when it is led by the Holy Spirit. On our own, it leads to bitterness, violence, or despair. In Christ, it can become a force for mercy, advocacy, and reconciliation. May we be a people whose anger fuels justice that looks like Jesus, full of truth and full of grace. Thanks for watching this session. God bless you. We'll see you in the next session.